What's up, America? I'm Chad the Bird. Hey, the holidays are coming, baby. This big tidal wave of hugs and arguing at the dinner table coming your way. So why don't you relax a little bit with a shot of Malort? If you're stuck, it's your worky dreaming of turkey. Just do a shot of Malort. It's good for you. Proud sponsor of the Chad the Bird podcast. Hey, okay, the rumors are true. I'm a real bird. Happy Thanksgiving. No, I will not be serving turkey. Don't be an asshole. I'm just going to eat all the sides. This is what's going to happen. I hope you are fat as fuck right now, laying on a couch, just being like, oh, I just can't move. Mer. But that's because it's Thanksgiving, people, and that's what you do on Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving isn't all just peach cobbler and tasty treats. It comes with warnings. So, sorry we got to do this. But we have to do an emergency broadcast message.
The following is an emergency announcement from the American National Association of Wake Up and Pay Attention. Anawapa, baby! The American National Association of Wake Up and Pay Attention has issued an annual Black Friday warning for the majority of North America. States most affected would be Alaska, Delaware, Montana, Oregon, and New Hampshire because they don't collect sales tax on consumer products. If you are in any of those states, please take precaution when going outside, getting in your car, forgetting something you needed, and going to Target. We advise you just stay in and binge watch The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, because why go to a lawless hellscape when you can watch it at home and it's Star Wars? If you are a resident of any of the other 45 states, be aware they have a use tax, which means if you try to hit up Montana for like a Nintendo Switch Lite, don't be surprised if you get back home to Iowa and you got a 6% tax on it. You might as well just Netflix and chill, or Amazon and cry, whichever you feel. If you are a resident of Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Washington, Oklahoma, you could expect lower amounts of Black Friday because they got an 8 to 9% sales tax. But if you or anyone you love are currently in any of those states, they got problems and you should probably just ignore this message and get back at it. If you or anyone you know are in areas affected by the annual Black Friday, you can expect the following. Best Buy will be open at 8 a.m. We recommend you give yourself extra time as the parking lot will be mostly SUVs. Residents should expect heavy dad congestion. And conditions are ripe for heated debates with store employees about how gift cards work and if they expire. Heaviest concentration of extreme shopping can be expected around electronics. We recommend taking shelter in that weird area by the Blu-rays where they sell books. Like, really, Best Buy? Selling books is like a candy store selling pre-made salads. You're doing it for the Yelps. Just be yourself, man. Closing times will vary, so don't be surprised if you try to sneak in a last-minute run, figuring the fight would be out of the suburbs, and find the store looks like a movie premiere, and people are leaving with multiple TVs like Oprah was there giving shit away. Walmart will be open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night and remain open through Black Friday. So residents in a Walmart area can expect the parking lot will be a shanty town by midnight, and people in their fucking pajamas are expected for the following 24 hours. We recommend you wear all-weather gear as conditions are right for heavy concentrations of feral children in nothing but diapers. Face masks are recommended, and it is ill-advised to engage in any conversation as it may turn political, and it's hard to argue with someone in a cat sweatshirt tucked into their fucking jeans. Violence is expected as Walmart experienced 57.1% of Black Friday in-store violence in 2018, partly due to the fact that they're everywhere, partly due to them having the biggest Black Friday deals, and the other part is because Walmart is a Saw-styled murder palace designed by aliens to thin the human population. Kohl's will be open from Thanksgiving on. Doorbusters are expected until 1 p.m. For those unaware, A doorbuster is a sale that's only for a short period of time. Literally name this so people will bust the door down to get at them. But in 2018, they experienced 3.8% of in-store violence, which is down considerably from 7.4% from 2014. Plus, it's Kohl's. Unless you're, like, really low on bath towels or burner boots, you can expect a relatively mild amount of violence. GameStop will be open at 3 p.m., which is smart, because anybody going to GameStop is not getting up before noon. And even if they do, they gotta grind a few more hours on Red Dead 2, which is gonna take a bit, so no way they're getting dressed before 1 p.m., especially if it's snowing. Little to no violence is expected. Target will be open until 1 a.m. on Thanksgiving and then reopen at 7 a.m. on Black Friday, so shoppers should be expected in the area wandering the parking lot like zombies in a post-apocalyptic horror movie. So we advise you avoid the area until the sun comes up. Residents can expect shoppers to have completely picked the home goods section clean like it's the end times, leaving one bamboo fruit bowl spinning like the Roadrunner just passed it on the tile floor. I mean, you're walking out with it, of course. You don't really need a fruit bowl, but it's nice. Residents can expect the same level of violence as Best Buy and Toys R Us experienced in 2018. If you or anyone you know are currently living in North Carolina, you can expect the highest chance per capita of experiencing a violent Black Friday crime, and the highest likelihood of crime is expected to be trampling, as it made up 30% of the violence reported in 2018. But shootings are also possible, as they made up 26.7% of violence reported. So we recommend that residents in Arkansas, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, and Alabama to avoid Walmart altogether. But that's like good advice for the entire country. If you or anyone you know are in any of the United States and find yourself stranded near or around a shopping center during Black Friday, we recommend you find the nearest Staples and wait for emergency crews, which should be standing by. Staples will be open at 7 a.m., and they do offer printing services in case you need to create signs to alert helicopters in the event that your Staples is located next to an Old Navy, which will be open from 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving until 11 p.m. on Black Friday. The American National Association of Wake Up and Pay Attention, and WAPA, baby, also recommends that you just don't fucking do it. It's a stupid tradition that goes back to the 1950s, when businesses started at... Who wooed the 1950s? Is there a time traveler? Be honest. Be honest. Okay. Somebody just yelled, she's that old. Rude, bro. Anyway. Anyway, it's a stupid tradition that goes back to the 1950s, woo, when businesses started adding the Friday after Thanksgiving as another paid holiday because people started calling in sick to give themselves a four-day weekend, and then they used the time to get started on their shopping. In 1966, the name Black Friday was first printed when a story appeared in an ad in a stamp collector's magazine. Called the American Philatelists. In the story, the Philadelphia... It's not what you think. It means stamp collector. Calm down. In the story, the Philadelphia Police Department used the name to describe the traffic jams and crowdings in the downtown stores, and since then it's been the tradition for stores to stay open later and give crazy deals, and it works like hell every year because you fucking do it. In 2018, consumers spent an estimated $717 billion on Black Friday, $1,007.24 per shopper on average, and that's with the deals. Because that's what you do, humans. You do a thing, and then you make it a thing. And this is not a thing that should be a thing. Holidays are the most wonderful time of the year, says so in the song. So shopping for holiday gifts should not be like navigating the purge. There should be no statistics for in-store violence at a Best Buy. It's a Best Buy. The employees are as threatening as the color beige. And the mood is like groovy hospital, plus they sell books. Except for Walmart, there should be no reason to be homicidal when shopping for deals. Especially when it's the day after Thanksgiving, which is a holiday that celebrates gorging and napping. How do you have the energy? Are you a samurai? This has been an emergency message from the American National Association of Wake Up and Pay Attention. And WAPA, baby!
I just want to mention that I had more. I had a whole other paragraph to read, but everybody thought that was the ending. And I was like, go on a good note. Cool. I guess you're in charge, everyone. You decide when we're done. Don't worry about it. I only had some more stuff to tell you. It wasn't much. It was wrap-up stuff. And it was a lot of well-wishings for a happy holiday. So I guess you don't get those if you were there. But you listening right now, you get them. Well-wishings for a happy holiday. Here's the deal. We're talking about Thanksgiving because that's what's coming up. But that is the heralding of all of the wintry holidays. So it's just like it begins. Here we go. Easter, Passover, Christmas, the Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Boxing Day. It goes down a list. There's a big list. You Google this later. I'm just saying everyone you know is celebrating something because it's fucking cold, which is weird because a lot of those holidays started in the desert. But it makes more sense to celebrate them harder when you get where it's cold. You're like, hey, remember that thing we used to do? Let's do it harder. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Let's go inside.
Yeah, we should go inside. We should cook all the things. I like that. I'm in. And let's light some lights. The hygge, the Swedish, Norwegian, Scandinavian tradition of, like, cuddling and fucking because it's cold out. Boom. What else do you want to do, George? It's fucking cold out.
You hitting up that GameStop for Black Friday, Chad?
I'm doing Cyber Monday because I got games to buy. So that's what I'm going to do. It makes sense to do that anyway. Then I have to go outside. Especially if you have a PS4. You just download it. Boom. Done. Steam. I'm going to go nuts on Steam. It's going to be nuts on Steam. By the way, that's my pop-up shop. Nuts on Steam. It's an internet cafe. You get hot chopped nuts. And you can play Steam. Nuts on Steam. Here you go. You're welcome. I let the cat out of the bag. We were still in development, but now you know. That's what we're doing.
You come in for the smell.
Hell yeah. You smell hot nuts on the street. You're like, oh, fuck. And I can play Steam? Oh, that's what I'm doing. Have you ever been to an internet cafe? And I don't mean one of those where you just go there and there's people working on their novels. I'm talking about like a for real internet cafe where they have like mott sticks and just people fucking grinding hours on all kinds of online platforms.
You are not attracted to the smell there.
No. Although, if it smells like mott sticks, I may be persuaded. That's the second most perfect food humans have ever come up with. What do you think the first one is?
Circus peanut?
What? The fucking candy? You disgust me. Get out of my sight, you robot. That's seriously a robot's candy. Like, if a fucking Boston Dynamics robot was like, oh, I could go for a snack, he'd be like, guys, these are great. And all the humans would be like, ugh, what? Ugh. It's that and Necco wafers. That's the opposite end. Are you being serious? Good, I didn't think so. I know you have taste buds. What the hell was that? God. No, the most perfect food is obviously the pot sticker. Because you can put anything in that. Okay, all right, I'm going to give you one better. It's the pierogi. Because you can put anything in that, and it's hot, and it's salty, and it's you can make it easily at home. Mott sticks are a little more difficult. That's why they're number two. So there you go. Number three, on the other hand, we have yet to discover. I'm partial to corn dogs, but it's not necessarily the best idea to eat anything that is in dog form. So, no. But, oh, you know what's, like, number three? Those, like, anything that has, like, pub cheese. Anything you dip in pub cheese. Pub cheese. So there it is. So it goes down the ladder. Pot stickers or pierogies slash pierogies, because they're essentially the same thing. And then you go Mott sticks, pub cheese. Do me one better.
Pierogi covered in pub cheese?
Pierogi stuffed with pub cheese, deep fried like a Mott stick. But science never stopped to think if it should! We knew that we could! Oh, don't do it. Anyway, happy feast givings, America. I hope you are enjoying your eatings and yelling at your relatives. And you know what? You're supposed to engage in political debates. It's good for you. Do it. If you're just like, I don't think we're going to speak about that, Uncle Racist. No. What's he going to learn? What are they? How are they going to even hear? It doesn't matter. Fuck it. Get it off your chest. It feels good. And then you're going to look hot to all the other people at your party that aren't your relatives, but are your, like, relatives' friends that are like, oh, I'm single. I was looking to fool around on Thanksgiving, but I'm surrounded by family. Who's this hot, new, fresh face who believes in equal rights and isn't racist? So, yeah, that's what you should do. Get in their face. Because, you know, in the end, you're just going to get drunk and be like, I didn't mean to yell at you. You're gross and a monster, but you're family. And they're going to go, yeah, I just had a hard day. You're angry. Oh, I'm so excited to eat all the foods, especially pierogies stuffed with pub cheese, deep fried. Oh, what would we call that? Pierogi bomb. Bomb rogi. Yup. Happy Thanksgiving, people. Special thanks to the Barracudas for the kick-ass song Promises, which brings us into all the holiday cheer. Thank you to Jebson's Malort, which I will be featuring at my Thanksgiving feast, because I'm a true American. And thank you to Jacob Serra, who records us every Saturday at the Paper Machete at the Green Mill in Chicago. Every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Get there by 2 now, because this is just fucking... There's just no... It's cold, so it's going to always be crowded. I'm not going to be there this next week, though, because Thanksgiving. I'm going to be eating all of the stuffings and the sides. I'm a big fan of sides. I don't need any, like, brisket or anything like that. I want the sides. Like, I just, like... Potatoes, green beans, corn on the anything, some kind of bread also that has corn in it, all of it. Put it all together on one plate, mix it around, and just shove it down my gullet. Boom. Ooh, I just thought of something. Have my relatives been just fattening me up? Ugh. Stay tuned to find out.